Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
All right, we're back. And wherever you're listening to, I don't know what time it is, what time zone you're in, but we're here for the rest of the story. I'm going to start off by mentioning again that the subject today is going to be how to get involved, if you can, and especially through our program that comes through the VA, the Veterans Crisis Line. For many, many, many years, this number has been available, and I'm finding out that a lot of young people, young veterans, don't know about it. It's there for you. I was on my way to Aruba a couple years ago, and as I was sitting in the passport office, my passport expired, I had to get a new one, and everybody was going to say it's going to take 3 months, 2 weeks, whatever it is. I said, not in Miami, it's not. You just have to go get in line and stand your time. So I went and did the old thing you do. I'm from Texas, and I only give out yellow roses. So I went and bought 2 dozen yellow roses. Went back down to the passport office and started passing out yellow roses. I got my passport in one day. Actually, a half a day. So yellow roses still work, and I always go to the ladies or the men in the windows that say they're veterans. It still works. Not what you know, but who you know. And if you say the word veteran, is somebody going to stand up there for you? And that's the reason I want to talk about the crisis line at length today. A lot of veterans are not doing as well as some of the other veterans. But most of people do believe that most of our veterans in the United States are not doing well. I want to make sure that you know better than that. I want to discredit that myth. Most veterans are the backbone of this country. Now, no matter what company you go to, no matter what subject you're talking about, whether you're going to be in television, whether you're going to be in air flight control, whether you're going to be in the rent-a-car business, whether you're going to be in a hospital, it's a veteran standing there. So no, we do have a couple of veterans who have removed themselves from society. And now that I've been around a while, they're not wrong. Society has not treated our veterans in this country at a level that it should have been. But over the years, it's gotten much, 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 much better. And I hate to admit it, but a lot of it has to do with the women veterans who have made their presence strong in our military, and they're getting out. And we want the women to understand that it's not a problem. Yes, you're a woman, but you have a strength that we men don't have. So we thank you for what you bring to the military. And my father, many years ago, was EEO director for the Southeast region. He had everything from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to Mayport in Jacksonville. And I spent a lot of time on the road when he would go out to do his research. And I learned that he had a commitment to the women veterans. And that was his class. The class that he came up with when he got to civil service and stayed in, got out, stayed in, that it was the coming of the women veterans. They were no longer just going to be servants. They were not going to be just nurses. They were going to be logistics people. They were going to be majors, captains, generals. So a part of his fight was to make it better for the women veterans. And I'm going to tell on him right now. We used to go in on Friday to a military base, and we'd walk around like civil servants and citizens, and he had me with him, his son, so we were just roaming around when all of the time my daddy was taking notes. And the next day, or Monday when we finished what we were doing, he'd go into a boardroom and read the riot act on what was going on with the women veterans. They were being overlooked, they were not given the right this, and he helped change that, so I'm proud of him. Guess what? I want to make sure that you guys do not forget that there are several different places that you can go and get information. Starting right here is ontheairtoday.com. When you come to our website, the very top of the website has a red bar with a lot of information on it. Please hit that button first before you go anywhere else on the website, and you can get a lot of information that comes for veterans, by veterans, through military, through the VA.gov, and a lot of other people who have fought. I'm thinking about a man that I met years ago, and he's still around. I think his dad is dead, but he's still around. Mr. Villarocas down here in Florida. His family helped fight to make things better for smaller outpatient units so that you don't have to head up all the way to a VA hospital to get some help. That was the thought of that generation, seeing some of the answers that were coming. And one of the answers is, in a rural area, you may have to drive a long way to get to a VA hospital, but they're finally putting small places where you can go in and get some help and not end up having to drive all the way to Bay Pines to get a little bit of help that you need. So we want to thank the VA for what they have done. We want to continue to thank them for continuing to innovate and make sure that there's a lot more places to go to help a veteran get some help when it comes to help, not just medical, not just mental. A lot of it has to do with everything else that we're trying to accomplish. And that is how to make it better for our veterans and for the future veterans. You know, these younger people now have a way of not thinking that they're going to have to go and serve. But they are. A lot of them going to be, no matter what, because when I went in, I was drafted. Of course, the draft ended up closing very closely. It was 67. So it did close out around that time. So we were not being forced. All volunteer armies still exist in America. The all volunteer military service still exists in America. And yes, we're putting out some great soldiers. And yes, a lot of them are women. So all you guys whose wives happen to take up the banner and serve this country, you guys stay home. Take care of them kids. Take care of your in-laws and your mothers and your fathers, which is what the women did for years. It's our turn now. And we can do it, and we do a good job. So as you look around, ontheairtoday.com, va.gov, these are places where you can go and get a lot of information that might help you in finding what you need to be doing. Because when you come out of the military, most people just have no idea what they're going to do next. They may claim they do, but the truth of it is they need a break. I advocated something many years ago, and I don't know what happened to the guy, but he started out called Citizen Boot Camp. When you get out of the military, you go through boot camp just like you do when you go in. Come back to society. Know the things in the streets have changed. The names have changed. Some of the other activities have changed. But it's still boot camp. Especially if you're coming back out of a little bit of a mayhem, and then you've got to come back to your family. And you got kids who are a little bit older than they used to be when you left. You got an ex-wife who might have had to put up with her in-laws for a year and a half. Because that's where they had to go, because the finances were just that way. And everybody took care of each other. So I want to thank all of you parents who stood by your children. I want to thank all of you women who stood by your men. And now I'm going to thank all of the men who are standing by their women. And these are veterans. They don't have to look for anything else. They have already accomplished what it is. When you say veteran, that means you've already accomplished a part of your life. You went through the military and you came out a veteran. We applaud you. We think about it. Now, I happen to come out of show business for many years, and I always think about it because we did a lot of stuff to support our veterans, a lot of concerts, a lot of events, a lot of music, and I want to thank you for all that you did. During that time, many times I played a military base. and they always enjoyed the entertainment. So I got something that I did years ago, and I want you guys to look for it. Look for this new album, Little Richard. I was on the road with him, and I wrote several songs for him, and they've now put together collectible item, which is an album. And I'm going to wait a minute. Where is it? Somewhere. Ah, oh, there we go. Here's the album. I think all but one song I wrote on this album. Guess what? The Quasar. And one of my guys, who's been helping us with the Little Richard Honorarium, which I do every year on December 5th. This year, we're either going to be in Las Vegas or Atlanta, but a lot of this is going to be dedicated to our veterans. We're going to write some stuff to help push it, and now we're going from regular radio to podcasts. I want to thank you guys for still tuning in, and go to ontheairtoday.com. I want you to click there, top red bar, and find out where you can go get help, depending on what you want. And we're not only going to be sticking to just that, but we also do it based on your website. If you can't get a, well, I came out of the old tradition of the cell phone, regular phone. I remember when it was a party line. So I have a tendency to lean toward the phone numbers. But there are a lot of websites available to support what we're doing. So I'm going to repeat it again. 1-800-273-8255, Veterans Crisis Line. It's a way that you can stay in touch with what's going on, even if you're not in a crisis. Even if you're not in a crisis. The Crisis Line offers you other things besides crisis. You do not have to be in a crisis to enjoy what you can learn from this part of veteranization. Okay? We all have a willingness to help, and here's a chance to help. That's why I wrote the song, Try to Help Your Brother. Not knowing in those days that it was going to end up being a theme for what we're doing now in support of our veterans. Listen, try to help your brother. Everywhere you go, you can at least do that. I'm going to repeat the number one more time because I know that we all need to know it. 1-800-273-8255. And of course, you can look this number up right on our website, ontheairtoday.com. Pull up WVETonlineradio.com and listen to some of our old shows. But as we always say, it's going to be good and a better day. You're listening to us here locally, 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio and St. Pete Radio. But internationally, find us on theairtoday.com, and we're all going to be there. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. I'm going to have Tim put on some more of our great music and let you know what it is. Again, I always like to do this show like Paul Harvey. And stay tuned next week for the rest of the story. Keep the boss of the beach over and out with a shout.
Cause inside my heart